producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, is that not the best idea? Actually, I've invented a new drink for those of you because I've got all these holiday parties to go to. Do you guys want to hear my new drink?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, well, I'm, as all of you know, not only not a good drinker, but a cheap drug, so which is
right.
not the world's best combination. So last night I had two parties and two screenings to go to, which is a lot, right? Even for me. And my tendency, through the years has always been, I just don't drink. I mean, I drink a lot of seltzer. But I finally decided they were passing out Prosecco. Okay, now Prosecco is, I really actually like Prosecco probably better than champagne, just because if I spill it, I don't feel like I've just committed to national debt.
Right, yeah.
So I did a glass full of ice, half seltzer, and half Prosecco. It's delicious.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
I know. Use something like, well, my frozen yogurt. You take yogurt and you put it in the freezer for 20 minutes. No, it's the proportions. You know, it's great.
Yeah.
Because I can drink it and I don't get, I do get a little tipsy, but not very. And the bartender just was cracking up. He said, do you know, am I going to have to cut you off? He said, don't worry. You know, I'll make sure you get home okay. I mean, they were making fun of me. Because
that's funny.
It was, you know, they were holiday parties, so they were open bars. So everybody was.
Right. Everybody's going crazy, yeah.
And I'm drinking, okay, can we dilute my seltzer with a little Prosecco?
You and I are exactly the same that way, Joy. That's
depressing.
Me. That's my position at those parties all the time.
Yeah.
Too,
well, and these, I mean, office parties, my basic rule of thumb is don't drink at all. I mean, the emphasis on an office party is not the party part.
Office part. Right, sure.
But these were publicists for movies. So I got to meet, I'd already met Laura Dern before and Reese Witherspoon. And of course, everybody's really charming. The most fun thing is not necessarily to meet the big stars because, I mean, that's fun. I mean, you know, but, I mean, you just get to see all your colleagues kind of cleaned up a bit because everybody shows up at screenings, you know, in their jammies. And so you get to see them in, like, coat and tie. And
awesome,
I did get to meet David Oyelamo. Whose name, he's a Brit, but he plays Martin Luther King in Selma.
Okay.
And he is fantastic. I will review the movie for you as we get. It doesn't open till Christmas Day. And not only did they not want me to do it early, even though I loved it, but there's actually an embargo, so I'm not allowed to. As we go along. But all right. So today is Let's Hug Day. Which is good, except it's also everybody I know has got a cold, so I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah, it might not be.
It's just the change in the seasons, I think.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that one day it'll be 65, the next day it'll be 30. Plus, it's been raining a lot here, and I know that technically that's not how you get a cold. You get a cold because, but you know, here's my sub, you know, my sort of sub theory on this, because that isn't, you get a cold because you touch something that has a virus on it, and then you touch your face or your eye, and that's how you get it. But I'm convinced that your immune system is affected by when you're in a draft, or you know you're not getting enough sleep, or you're drinking seltzer and Prosecco. I don't know. So I'm convinced that we're just more susceptible to the basic mechanism when the seasons change, when we're either too warm or too cold or whatever. So, and I seem to have not hit it right. I'm either, and I almost am never cold, but it's really windy and raw around here. And I know you guys have had a 5 degree below. Or something.
Well, I don't think it's been below zero yet, but about 5 degrees. Yeah, it's been frigid here. In you know, Minnesota, we obviously, everybody knows, we get some frigid winter every winter, but usually usually it's not until well into January, and it usually only lasts a couple of weeks. But this is really early this year.
The global
polar vortex or whatever.
I don't know, whatever it is. Well, in here we haven't gotten really cold, but we've gotten, like, it's been raining on and off now for 3 days. And one of the days it was 65, and one of the days it was 32.
It's
messy.
Big change, yeah.
So also last night, one of the couples I know is getting married. They said, what's your advice for for our wedding night. I said,
really?
Yeah, I said, don't have sex. You'll both be tired. They said, well, are we allowed to sleep in the same bed? And I said, oh, yeah, you can cuddle, and you can certainly have sex the next morning, as far as I'm concerned.
There you go,
But, you know, your wedding night, you're just going to be tired and pooped, and it just, it's
just
too much pressure.
Yeah.
And they've been together a long time. I said, if I were you, I wouldn't have sex for the next until your wedding, so it becomes a special kind of thing. And they said, I said, are you going on a honeymoon? And they said, oh, no, not until next summer. I said, no, you have to do something that weekend. You can go, you know, go.
Even if it's, just go.
What I said is go out over to Coney Island. Because just do, go to Niagara Falls, do something. It's, you know, it's your wedding day, and you want to make it something special.
Right.
It only has to be for a weekend. So they thought that was cool. And then as I was eating radishes, because they had a whole lot of, they had a whole lot of stuff at the first party that I just, I mean, they had a whole lot of cheese, which I like, but it's terrible for you. And especially if you have a little bit of a cold.
Yeah.
We're just talking Mucus City. And they had, like, pâtés, which are very interesting, but I don't eat them. So, but they did have radishes. I don't know where they get radishes this time of year, except I guess it is a root vegetable.
Yeah, I would imagine some tropical.
Do radishes have any food value whatsoever? I don't even know. But they were, so the chef was actually helping me pick out radishes. And so I'm sitting there, and he's going, I'm, you know, even I'm not, let's see, radishes, nutrition. Even I'm not tacky enough to go through and pick out all the radishes, but he did it for me, so it was good. It's low in saturated fat, very low in cholesterol, a good source of riboflavin, vitamin B6. I knew B, calcium, magnesium, and copper. So there.
Apparently it soothes sore throats. Did you know that?
No, but good for me. Sort of instinctively, my body knew what to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Radishes. The guacamole probably didn't help a lot, but and radishes essentially have no calories in them, but not the way I was doing them, so that was good. And two other people came up and said, you know, as I'm scarfing radishes, I'm saying, are you Dr. Joy Brown? And, you know, you're really tempted when you're doing something kind of, well, it wasn't really stupid. I mean, I wasn't doing anything awful. I wasn't throwing up or anything. And the first time it happened, you know, it was a bunch of years ago, and I was in cutoffs and, you know, a T-shirt or something and barefoot. And I said no. But my daughter was with me, and that, it turns out not to be a really good idea to lie about who you are in front of your kid. Not a good idea. So I just said, and they were so cute. I mean, it's a bizarre kind of thing, though, when you're, I mean, first of all, I know most of the people there because they're fellow critics, and I don't know who these kids were, but they were just adorable. When they said their kids are probably 30, but they thought that was really cool. So that was kind of cool. Other people recognized Reese, and they recognized me.
Yeah, right.
What can I tell you? All right, so it's Happy Hug Day. You know, wear a mask if you must. It's Make a Gift Day.
Yeah, I like that.
Have you ever made gifts for Halloween? For Halloween, for see,
Christmas. Yeah, actually, the kids and I are, and my wife are making some candles for. Well, now I shouldn't have said that. I don't think my mom's listening today.
Yeah, don't listen, Mom. You don't get one anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not about you.
Yeah, we're doing that for the grandparents this year.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Are you going to put their little faces on the outside of the candle?
No, I think what we're doing is we're, you know, just having them decorate, you know, with some Christmas stuff and whatever. But we're actually making the candles themselves from scratch with
I had an engineer who used to do that, and because I would burn candles in the studio, which apparently is completely against the law.
Oh, really?
But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I did it for, and I had a candelabra. It was great. It looked like Miss Havisham.
Yeah, awesome.
But he would take all my old wax, and he would make new candles.
Recycling. Yeah.
One year I decided to make, you probably don't know about them, but the little sock dolls, the little sock monkeys, you know those?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. I decided one year that I was going to do that for everybody. First of all, I'm not a great seamstress, so there was blood all over everything. And you have to do them by hand. You can't do it on a machine.
Oh, boy.
So these had special little measles marks on them. And on Christmas Eve, I'm kind of swearing at people, and everybody hated them. I mean, you know, so that sort of taught me that it, you know, making, my daughter does cool things, like she'll make special olive oil for people, you know, with
things. My daughter does that, too, essential oils and stuff,
And one year I made chocolate chip cookies for the person I was then dating and sent them a long way away. And apparently didn't have enough postage on it. So.
Oh, no.
Somehow my homemade stuff doesn't work out real well. 855, call up and tell me about your homemade stuff. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
855-99-DR-CHURCH.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I think I just want you to call me an idiot and hang up.
Okay, you're an idiot. Bye.
Please don't.
Okay.
Because I kind of feel like an idiot, and I know I'm being stupid, but I'll try to make it quick.
Okay.
I've been married twice.
Okay.
I've been married three times. My second marriage produced my second daughter, who is now 24 years old.
Okay.
Her mother and I divorced. I remarried a woman, and...
All right, how long were you married to your second wife?
About 7 years. Okay. And about 7 years to the first wife.
Okay. So that's
kind of irrelevant. The problem I'm having is with my third wife and her relationship with the daughter from the second wife.
Why is that a problem?
I don't think she's earned it.
Wait a minute. Are you still married to your third wife?
No, we're divorced.
All right, that's the complicated. All right, how long were you married to your third wife?
About 7 years.
Well, you get that itch, don't you, babe?
I get that itch, don't I? Yeah.
All right, so you were married. So how old was your daughter for the 7 years that she was with? Did she live with you during that time?
No, she lived with her mom.
Okay.
And my mom and I had a very good relationship. My wife at the time, we were getting along fine. The only issues I had with her were that she didn't invest in my daughter when she was a child. She was four when I divorced her mom. So for the 7 years, 11, you know, even into, I guess we lived together for a while too. But my third wife only started, and I use the word invest, in my daughter when she was in her teens, 13, 14.
Were you still married to her at the time or not?
Yes. And her investment was, I think she's getting more out of it than she put into it.
David, let me sort of give you the overview of this to help you sort of back off your flagellation and your frustration. The two F's, I guess. One of the difficulties about being a grown-up is we have to understand, intellectually as well as emotionally, that by doing the right thing, sometimes people we don't like very much win. As long as we don't lose, we shouldn't worry about it. And this sounds to me well into that category, that it sounds like your third wife didn't like babies very much, but liked girly things. And maybe the two of them went shopping together, maybe they didn't.
Well, she liked outdoorsy things.
Okay, so she liked your daughter when your daughter could do the things that she enjoyed doing.
Absolutely.
And your daughter liked her for the same reason.
Absolutely.
So the two of them, I don't think they're doing this to spite you.
No.
They're doing it, and it's not, presumably, your daughter is very clear that wife number three ain't her mom. She's just somebody that she hangs out with. Now, if you're asking me, could there be a soupçon of revenge here to get even with you? Yeah, but so
Thank
what?
You.
I'm not denying that, but it doesn't get you any place to buy into that. What you need to think about is here that clearly you're a man that, number one, likes women and women like. It sounds to me that you get bored with them at some level, but that there's a part of you that can understand that your daughter may be as frustrated as any of your wives on some level, just because daughters feel that way sometimes, that you may get bored with her and abandon her, all right? It's probably not conscious. But the more, and so she may cling to somebody as both, here's somebody I care about, here's somebody I genuinely like, and is there some unconscious kind of thing of nanner, dad, when you abandon her, I'm not going to abandon her because maybe you'll abandon me, you abandon my mom. Yeah, but so what? That's something for her to work out in therapy at some point.
Do I tell her my feelings?
To what purpose? All she's going
to
do...
I say something like...
David,
don't tell me when you see her. I don't want.
Yeah,
I
think that's fine. I think it's fine to say, listen, there's a part of me that's jealous. There's a part of me that feels that, you know, that I was the dad. Because if you do the thing of, well, she didn't really deserve, she didn't invest,
right,
your daughter's going to say, you didn't invest either, you left mom. And where is that going to get you? It's not like, as you point out from the very beginning of the phone call, it's not like these feelings cover you in glory. So at this moment, I think it's perfectly okay to say to your daughter, listen, this is not the best part of me. I'm trying very hard to struggle and sort of bring it to the curb. But could you make me a deal that I will not resent this and I will not be, you know, possessive or petty about it or competitive?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't tell me, all right?
Okay, you can call me an idiot and hang up.
Well, no, I don't think you're. Yeah, well, I already did that. I don't think you're idiotic. I just think that you need to sort of broaden the perspective and understand that your daughter is her father's child.
Okay.
That what's making you irritating about this may very well be part of the reason that she's doing it, but it doesn't benefit either of you to acknowledge that. It just benefits you, both of you, to sort of be aware, okay, there's this little glitch. What can I do to sort of smooth it out? And what she can do is focus on the fact that here's a woman that was in her life that she genuinely likes. What you can do is focus on the fact that longevity with women is not your strong suit, but investing in your daughter and allowing yourself a little bit more self-sacrifice, a little bit more flexibility, may teach you something very valuable. And in the long run, your daughter is probably more valuable than any of your wives, and she needs to be in your life longer. So you need to perhaps be a little bit more flexible with her than you have been with your wives.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really good. I didn't think you'd be able to nail it, but you did.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, no. You really nailed it. I was kind of like saying, I don't know if she's going to get it. I don't even know if I can say it, but you nailed it. You did. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, David. Thank you. Well, you know, anything. I'm always grateful when people don't say, man, I don't even know why I should listen to you because you never get anything, right?
Yeah.
That would be really upsetting, really, you know, so this is good. But listen, I'm always grateful that anybody says anything nice at all. And as I said, last night was kind of an interesting night because everybody was other national. Yesterday must have been national. Guys are going to behave.
No, yeah, I mean, maybe so. Yeah,
it was great. Who even knew it? I mean, at one point, somebody went and got me ice. Somebody got me a drink. And honest, I was not even wearing anything particularly anything. And
sure.
That's what they all say. And all the trains are all disrupted, so it took me 3 trains to get home. Usually, I mean, I love the subway system, as you know. I love people watching on it. It's an efficient, inexpensive, effective way of getting around.
Well, what's going on with that?
My trains aren't running.
Said that in New York too.
Yeah, you can't. The 1, 2, and 3, which are a major line, and it's all of them. It's the local and express. They're not going down. From 10 o'clock on, and it's not unusual for them to do things overnight. But 10 o'clock is a pretty early cutoff. And
yeah.
So, and it's been raining, so I had to, you know, and so 3 different trains to get home. And a long time and running through the rain and having to get out of a train and to get back on. You know, it was just so I'm whining. But when but it's really nice to know, because I'm one of those people, whenever somebody looks a little bit confused, I say, can I help you? But other people were doing it to me. I must have looked really confused. But people were really nice about helping me. So, and today is the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, which means
yay.
The city will be in chaos from now until January. But listen, right, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the world today, what's going on with you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
An opportunity to do exactly that about whatever it is that's on your mind, regardless of whether it is holiday themed or not. You know, and I know a lot of you, like literally millions of you, and that sounds kind of fun to say, millions and millions, listen to podcasts. So I know there's that sense, well, gee, you know, if I heard about this and I want to ask about it or it's something that relates to me, that I don't want to interrupt the flow of the program. And the flow of the program is really whatever is on your mind. So you're welcome to call about whatever it is at whenever you want to do it. Okay, so there's the program really is dedicated to being here for you on whatever basis works for you, whether it's email or responding to Facebook or calling me. Calling again is always my favorite, and you can tell because, yep. You know, when we do an email, sometimes I just run into questions that are crucial to my understanding and helping you with the program, and I just don't have them. So either when you send the email, you know, maybe we have, I think, a long email coming up, and this may be in direct response to my saying, make sure I have all the details. or at least enough details to be able to help you. All right, so I know this one, it just occurred to me why it was so long. It's probably the longest email we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
But it's probably my saying yesterday. Okay, make sure the details in there.
I was thinking that. She probably, she's coming through for us, actually. So.
All right, well, hopefully, all right, lay it on me. I'll try and stay focused on it.
All right, so Tricia says, gave a letter to my husband in January talking about being sick of his constant verbal abuse toward me in front of the children. He disregarded it and threw it away. I completely stopped trying with him. In February, he was abusive again. At that time, he said, I said, "You didn't read it, did you?" At which point, he said, "Why would I read that? I had a trip booked to England with my girlfriend for the coming July to visit with extended family for the first time. While researching family, I contacted a local author in the area regarding my ancestors. I became taken with this man. This was the end of March. We continued talking. In April, I had modeling pics done for a local talent shop. I had emailed them to my husband in April as I sat across from him on the couch. He picked up the phone and looked at them, never said a word, and put down his phone. So I continued my general disregard of him," she says. "I posted the photos on Facebook. I got a lot of attention with the photos, both from friends and family. This gentleman from England commented as well. Around June, my husband zeroed in on this man, claiming that I've been having an affair with him and that I had to cancel my trip. I did not, nor was I canceling my trip." So she's saying she did not have an affair. She canceling her trip. "For the last 5 years, I had asked my husband to renew our vows, and he didn't want to. We have slept in separate beds for almost 2 years, and I thought we could maybe rekindle our romance. On June 22nd, he came into my room accusing me of an affair, and this is our anniversary date." She says, "He threw papers at me and a ring. I told him that our relationship had been in decline for years and that I had tried to work it out with him for years, and also gave him that letter in January that he refused to read. We ended up going to my mom's house and having her watch the kids and went out for an anniversary trip and to talk about it. We had a pretty good time. The next morning, my mom asked what was wrong with him. I asked him why he won't talk to me. She says I texted him but didn't get a response. And then when the kids and my mom and boyfriend sat down to eat, in the living room, and I asked him to come outside and talk privately. And I guess he got up screaming, 'Why in the expletive would I do that?' She says, just comes into the room and calls me all these names and that sort of thing, and proceeded to show those modeling pictures of her to everyone. So they leave the next day, continued yelling, and chases my daughter up the stairs. She says, 'Wow, do you know why your mom had a procedure done? Basically, I got the hair removed from a certain area,' is what she was asking. And then he goes on and emails her about her divorce. So she ends up going to England in July. She's going to go to England in July, is what she's saying. She ends up liking the gentleman there, and then she comes home and she's served with divorce papers, which she already knew they were doing. She says, "We agree on having the children the school year, them having the children for the school year and him in the summer. It was written out in his handwriting." She says, "The kids are excited about moving to England, and him and I are getting along like buddies. Fast forward, my attorney defaults by a day on my response." She says, "Since then, all hell has broken loose. I'm constantly harassed by everyone. He posts threatening things on Facebook. He stole my work from my home and hid it so I couldn't do my work." I'm not sure what that means, if he stole the computer or paperwork or what. But she says, "Canceled my phone or cell and won't give me any money. His sister's calling me, making false claims to get me fired. Told my youngest son if he lives with me, he will never see him again." Boy, that's pretty rough. Continues to call her names in front of the kids, and his friends post stuff about her on their pages on Facebook.
Are we getting to almost the end of this?
Yeah, she just says, so I don't know what to do.
Okay, let me stop before. A couple of things. First of all, when I see details, that's not the kind of details I need.
Right.
The details I need is how old both of you are, how long you've been married, how old your kids are. All right, those are the basic details. In terms of the whole sort of sad, unraveling story, I probably didn't need quite as much detail. But what strikes me in this is how the two of you communicate or essentially don't communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you send a picture to somebody's phone if you're sitting in the same room with them? Why would you, instead of saying to somebody, look, we need to talk, send them a letter? And I know part of it is, I mean, that it's safer for you, but it's not very effective. And you can understand why, if your method, your primary method of dealing with the most significant man in your life, the two of you may not be happy with each other right now, but he is your husband, that the way that you deal with him is on email or text. Why would he not be threatened by you dealing with email or text with somebody else? Because it's essentially the same degree of intimacy, number one. Number two, what does it mean about moving to England? What the hell is that about? First of all, if you're moving for a guy that you barely know, you're going from frying pan into not only fire, but you're going into conflagration. And that's a silly, stupid thing to do. You need to be on your own. Most courts would not allow you, if he finds out that you're planning to take the kids out of the country, won't allow you to do it. Most courts would not allow you to take a kid out of state. If anybody contests it.
Yeah.
So, not to mention, this doesn't make any sense. If you have a job, presumably, you can support yourself, which doesn't mean that he shouldn't be supporting the kids. But, my dear, look, as I talked about, I guess, yesterday, at some point, every relationship's going to hit a snag. And to say that yours are snaggy, you haven't told me why you're not sleeping together. Certainly, the idea of getting sexy pictures when you're not sleeping with your husband is going to set up some flares for him. I mean, that's going to be an upsetting kind of thing to do. It's interesting that the only time the two of you ever talk with each other is when there's an audience around. You know, when you're at your mother's house and you say, let's go outside. The two of you, first of all, you've got, it sounds to me, at least two children, which means you're going to be co-parenting for the rest of their lives. Therefore, the two of you are going to have to learn to talk with each other. I usually recommend email or texting when a couple can't get along with each other at all. But you guys haven't even tried talking with each other. It doesn't sound to me that you've tried therapy, that your solution to a marriage is deteriorating is to send a letter to a man that you're living with and go and visit a man that you don't even know and move to another country on the basis of someone that you really don't know. I mean, put on your big girl pants and stop this. The two of you have to learn to speak to each other. And I'm not saying you have to stay married to each other, because I have no idea whether there's anything left in that marriage on which to build. But you've got two kids, which means you're going to have to learn to talk with each other. And not through email and not through text and not through Facebook, but face-to-face, which means the two of you have to find a therapist, even if it's to help dismantle your marriage, number one. Number two, if I were you, I wouldn't go anyplace. You've got kids who are going to be traumatized. You've got relatives and friends. You've got a job here. Sounds like you've got some economic issues to face. Not to mention, as I said, the courts, if he contests it, you could lose custody of your kids. Getting involved with another man while you're still married to this one is just plain stupid. Moving to another country to someone that you don't know is just ridiculous. So the two of you have to sit down and start talking with each other, all right? Even if it's to dissolve your marriage. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes.
thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-99-37569. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just had a quick question about, I have a pretty severe ADD. I am prescribed stimulant medication at the time being. I would like to stop taking it. I have a very addictive personality and find myself occasionally taking more than prescribed to reach the same effect. I wake up in the morning and feel basically like I got hit by a bus until I take my medication. No energy. No, nothing. I was just, my insurance only gives me half an hour visiting with my psychiatrist each month. I was just wondering if what you might recommend for different options to help manage ADD, because without this medication, I can't complete anything I start, but I would like to get off of it.
Fair enough. Okay, how old are you, John?
I'm 24.
And how long have you been on medication?
I've been off and on it since I was 18.
Huh. How did you do in school up until you graduated from high school?
Very poorly. When I started taking it in college, I got a 4.0.
Wow. Have you taught your insurance? Are you in college now?
Yes.
All right. Well, there should be campus health service there. Is there?
That's what I have, and they're the ones who give me the 30 minutes with my psychiatrist once per month.
Then you're probably still not under your parents' insurance. A lot of insurance, if you're in school, will carry you till you're 25.
But right. I'm not under my parents' insurance because I was in the military and I'm exempt from that.
Military. Ding, 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 ding. What about the VA? It's not the world's best, but if we could add some... First of all, you're exactly in the right place. You're saying, I have this problem. I'm on this medication. It certainly helps me to function better, but are there... I'm not crazy about doing this. I'm not crazy about doing the rest of my life. I want to see what there are alternatives, for example. But I don't want you to start messing with your dosage on your own. And right. and that's the dilemma that I'm kind of faced with, and you're kind of faced with at this moment. Maybe one of the possibilities. So let's. What if we added the VA into the mix? Is there a VA hospital within reasonable distance for you?
There is. I did call them to try to get an appointment. They were booked about 3 or 4 months out, but that is definitely an option.
Well, but let's tell them. Let's see, what could you tell them that was not going to get you in trouble? Just tell them call every day. Okay, that's the first thing to do. With any bureaucracy, stay on them. Because basically, it's squeaky oil time, and it's a system, it's a bureaucratic system, it's an overwhelmed system, but so what? You need what you need, and this is not a time to be... Let the system figure out how to deal with the overload. It's not your responsibility to take it on your shoulders. So I would call them every day. And first of all, this is really good practice for ADD, right? Because it's discipline. It's setting up a schedule. And I will just tell you this just because I think you're on the right track. When I first started out as a therapist, the concept of ADD and Ritalin had just basically had exploded on the American psyche. But there was a clear division in the clinic I was at that basically that there were two sets of parents that come in. One would come in and said, my kid's ADD, give him some medication. The other would say, my kid is undisciplined. I need them to have some behavior modification. And it was exactly the same symptoms. It was just a completely different approach to how we're going to deal with the fact that this kid doesn't have good study habits, can't do well in school, yada, yada. So let's do a couple things. First of all, I want you to call the VA every day and say, is there a cancellation? I need to be seen. Is there a cancellation? I need to be seen. All right. And that will help, believe it or not, your ADD a little bit because you're going to have a focus. You're going to do it every day at the same time, or more or less. Second of all, it sounds like you don't have any trouble studying right now. Because one of the things, if I were seeing you, one of the things I would do, I don't want you to do this on your own, is I'd start cutting your dosage. And I would substitute really good study habits, like, as I said, calling the VA every morning till you get to an appointment. I would have you start keeping a log of moods and what's going on with you. I would have you have a specific bedtime and specific getting up time. I would have you in an exercise program. I would begin to schedule your life more, to order your life more, so that you're essentially teaching yourself how to be focused without having a pharmacological intervention. And I don't want you off the pharmacology yet, and pharmacology may have a place in your life, but I think you're going to feel better about it, and presumably the dosage, you'll be capable of dealing with a different dosage. I don't want you to do this on your own.
Right.
By substituting behaviors that second group of parents would really demand of a clinician. One group would say, put my kid on Ritalin, and the other group would say, teach my kid how to study. Well, somewhere between those two is probably an optimum way of dealing with ADD. And what we want you to do is to feel not that you're functional because you're popping a pill, although, look, if you were a diabetic and you were on insulin, nobody would blink about that. It's somehow we get a little squeamish when we talk about prescription drugs as opposed to recreational drugs in this society. But I think you've got a legitimate point. Let's substitute some behavior. Let's add in to your life some behavior modification so that, as I said, I'd write a schedule every day for the next day. One of the things that might be really fun for you to do, or interesting, fun is an ill-advised word. I think things that are fascinating and challenging are fun, but not everyone does, so let me add other adjectives. For example, what I'd love for you to do, and my guess is there's a little bit of a perfectionist about you as well, to today, as soon as you and I are finished on the phone, take a notebook and write down all the things that you need to do tomorrow. And when I say everything, I mean everything, like shaving, brushing your teeth, eating lunch, preparing for your math quiz, whatever it is that you have to do, and write them all down. And be as very, very specific, even more specific than you think you need to be. Going out and starting the car. Hopefully you don't live in Minnesota at this moment. And then write down the second column, write down how long you think everything's going to take. And then the third column, leave blank. The fourth column, write down how much pleasure you think you'll get out of the particular activity once it's completed. And the fifth column is how much you actually get out. And I want you to do this for tomorrow so that it's fairly fresh. And what you're going to find is a bunch of things, I would predict. Number one, that you're not writing down everything. So as it happens to all of us, but particularly people who are a little ADD, is that when if you write down 10 things and there are really 12 things to be done, you're going to be distracted by those two almost from the get-go. You're going to have the sense that something's not quite getting done, and so your focus is just going to waver all over everything. So that's number one lesson I would guess that you're going to learn from tomorrow. Number two is that you vastly underestimate how long things take. That you're completely wrong. So again, focus just is the first casualty. Let me put you on hold because I want to talk with you a little bit more about this. Can you hang on for me through the break?
Sure.
Okay, you could even start with your list if you want. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. We'll be back with John to start next hour. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.